Hello and welcome to
Game Together. I'm James.
And I'm Lois, his girlfriend and also daughter.
That is right. Well, this is Game Together. It's a family video game podcast. We talk about what make great family games. And this week we're also going to be talking about some of the games we're excited about coming soon. And we talked a lot about Pokemon last week, didn't we? There was a lot of exciting Pokemon announcements. If you didn't listen to that episode, please go back and listen to it. We'll talk in a bit more detail about some of these. But we're going to go through some of the games that are coming out this year. But first...
And ones that we are playing and ones that we have been playing this week. And we've only mainly been playing only like three games.
We haven't had a huge amount of video game time this week, have we?
Probably four games for me, three games for you.
Okay, so let's hear it then. What is the first game that we've been playing together this week?
Concrete Genie.
So this game, it's available, I think it's still available at the moment, possibly on the PlayStation Plus, if you've got that. Certainly available on the PS4 and the PS5. We played it on the PS5. Yes. And what's this game all about, Lois?
It's about this boy who got thrown into a lighthouse, and then this boy touches one of his drawings, and then his drawings come to life, and then you get given a magic paintbrush. And then you've got... So you basically live in this, like, horrible town that's covered in black paint.
It's all dark. It's like this. Yeah. It's like an old town that used to be really happy, and now it's all sort of... fallen into disrepair, and it's all horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
People have all left.
And then you've got to go around in different places, paint all the walls.
So you're like doing graffiti, aren't you?
Yeah.
But like in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. In a good way. Good way. And all your drawings come to life. So the sun actually like shines on the wall. And the grass lip sways. So like, and if you make some trees, they like sort of like sway in the wind. And if you do rain, it actually rains drops.
So what's the what's
thunders
the...
actually thunders, and wind actually like makes the wind. And you go around, and if you find special platforms on the floor, if you stand on them, you can make genies. Concrete Genie, so they move across the wall.
So this is the genie, is it?
Yeah,
so
what, these are the genies.
So describe, for everyone listening, describe what a genie looks like.
So it's kind of like a neon thing.
Yes, so they're really bright and colourful, yeah. Aren't they, first of all?
Yeah, they're neon.
And they're like little monsters, really, aren't they? They are like monsters. Like big, some of them are bigger than others.
Like Pokemon, but bigger and neon, and they don't go in a ball in your pocket.
And you get to design them. You get to decide exactly what they're going to look like. So you draw their body.
But you can't choose exactly what you want.
No, it helps. So this is the thing I love about this game, because you're making masterpieces, aren't you? You're making these works of art on walls. But you're using elements that have already been designed for you. So you don't have to actually draw the flowers. If you say you want some flowers, you can just, you do the stem of the flower or you do the shape of it and you can put it down where you want it to go, can't you?
Yeah, so if you wanted to draw a thing with lots of detail, like a big sheepy one with lots of swirls and fireworks on it, although the one that's not got fireworks on, it's like that... So at the start, the boy was doing drawings. Bullies came over, ripped the pages off, and then if he gets the pages, now he can paint what he gets. If you get a paint of the body of a genie, you can then paint that body of the genie, and like add horns and ears.
So you get to really make these things your own, exactly what you want them to look like. And it's so. What sort of game is this? It's like an adventure game, like a puzzly game.
Yes.
You're running around. You're looking. It's third person, isn't it? So you're looking over the shoulder of the character, and he's running around in the town.
Yeah. And what I like about it, it's sort of similar to Super Mario 3D All Stars, the spraying one. I was like, if you jump in, if you don't quite make it, you cling on to the edge. And it does that, and the War Mario Sunshine.
Yep.
So if you don't get too far, it clings onto the edge for you, and the boy does that, so it clings on like to the pipe.
So you can then climb yourself back up.
Yeah, so
again.
You can climb yourself back up if you don't make it.
So there's quite a lot of jumping around, isn't there? Looking for secrets, lots of secrets to be found, hidden pages and secret areas to cover.
Hard battles with the genies when they go evil.
Short spoiler alert. Some really good battles in it.
Yeah, very good draw. I like the people who made it, because they actually make like the drawings in the drawings of the game really good. They make them like really stand out. Like do a totally different drawing to the whole game.
Mm. You really feel like when you're playing the game and you're making these works of art, even if you're not a particularly good drawer. I'm not a particularly good drawer, but
I'm good.
Yeah, you are. But you feel like you're creating these really amazing pictures, don't you? And they really come to life in the game. I think it's really cool. And now this is not actually, it's not a two-player game though, is it? You can't play it together.
No, but the two-player part of it is that so a person sitting next to you can tell you what to paint.
We played it together like that, didn't we? That's how we.
And I think that's my sister.
That's the thing. Some games you can't, or you know, not every game is co-op two player allows you to play together at the same time. So sometimes you end up playing games that you're playing them and I'm suggesting what you might like to do, and other times I'm playing them and you're trying to steal the controller off me. Either way, but that was a really fun game, and I would really recommend it. What sort of age do you reckon it's appropriate for, Lois?
If you don't like black and red and blue and weird like monsters, or really big things who take small cute splodges.
So if you're easily scared of little cute little monsters.
Yeah, or like some genies, because some genies get really sharp teeth and go like, rawr!
Yeah.
So if you're scared, it's really you're like, rawr! No.
It's a bit dark, but it's not scary, is it really?
Sometimes in it you can get a bit sad, like when the bullies grab onto the paintbrush, you can see how they became the bullies.
Yeah, it tells a really nice, a really clever story, I think, and it really. To say any more I think would spoil it a bit, but it's got a great story, it's a fun game to play, and you can go back and you can play it again, you can do more drawings, can't you, with it. And it's even got a VR mode for PlayStation VR, which I haven't actually tried out, but you can paint in virtual reality.
You never told me!
Because you're not allowed to use it, you're too little. But anyway,
great.
So it's a really great game. Yeah, I would say to play it and be able to play it, you probably need to be 7 or 8 to be able to really jump around and control it properly the way you need to. But there's nothing in there that's inappropriate. There's no bad language. There's nothing like that. So it is a great game to check out. If you've got a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5, certainly if you downloaded this on PlayStation Plus and haven't checked it out yet, I would really encourage you to go and have a look at that.
And also, you might not feel comfortable with it because we've talked about loads of Switch games, so you might have just gotten a Switch. So, and it's way different to the Switch. So you use, like, so you move the thing around, like in some games on the Switch, move the whole controller around to do the painting.
So it uses the motion controls, doesn't it, you paint with the motion controls instead of using the joysticks and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's Concrete Genie, definitely worth checking out. We've also been playing
Super Mario 3D
World. A lot more of Super Mario 3D World.
We are on the last world, and there are more worlds than it shows on the map.
Yeah,
there are three more worlds.
Secret worlds.
Two worlds were hidden. No.
Yeah.
Three worlds were hidden, and then I think there was like a one in outer space world.
Tell me what your sort of final verdict is. We're down to the final section levels. Now these levels are getting hard, aren't they?
Yeah, we couldn't do this level, so you've been doing it while I've been doing your work. You've been like in breaks, you've gone off, tried the level, and when I was doing something for a club I do, you went, look at this. Yahoo! I completed the level!
We did it. Now, this is a good example where the game, playing the game together, is not great because it's we said before that it's pretty chaotic. Everyone's jumping around all over the place. When you've got three people and you're trying to, you know, stand on a tube, on a tube to make it turn at the right speed, and someone's jumping about all over the place,
yeah.
It gets a little bit frustrating, doesn't it,
yeah,
sometimes?
Yeah, and also, if you're doing that, and then you fall off it, in the tube, and so two people are standing on a platform in case you die, then if that happens, you fall off, the tube's still where you left it, so you can't jump to get there, so you've all got to just jump off the edge at the same time to try and get there.
Yeah, that's it. It's no good. So that, I mean, I think that's what I would say about Super Mario 3D World. Our final verdict on that is that it's a great game. It's amazing up until that point. It's great fun playing it together, and you can get through pretty much every level. But then it's also quite fun because I really enjoy playing it, so I can go back and try and find some of the secret stars.
Yeah.
You can go and find things on your own. We can get through those last few levels. I don't think I ever finished all those levels when I played it on the Wii U, so I'm going to try and finish them off, but they are very, very hard. And we haven't really done much more of Bowser's Fury, so we'll probably come back to that next. So that's Super Mario 3D World. And we've also jumped back into Animal Crossing. A year. Do you realise it's a year since that came out now?
Oh, wow.
It's the 4th anniversary of the Switch this week as well. We'll talk about that in a minute. But yes, Animal Crossing, new Mario stuff.
Yeah, so you can get Luigi outfits, Peach outfits, Mario outfit, and Wario outfit. Ooh, Mario and Wario. Ooh.
Absolutely. My favourite thing, though, absolute game changer, warp pipes.
Yes.
So head down to, if you play Animal Crossing, which we hope you do, head down to the town hall, go on in and use the ATM. That's where you can order these Mario items from.
Yeah, but if you've just started it, I recommend you do everything that they say, so it's not in a tent anymore.
Yeah, if you
in the big building. You need it in the big building.
If you're starting out Animal Crossing for the first time, you need to make a bit of progress in the game first. But once you have, you can go down there, you can get these things. You can only order 5 things a day, so you're going to need to get ordering 5 every day, so you get a nice volume of these things. You'll need a decent amount of money, but the first thing to get are those warp pipes, because the warp pipe means you buy 2 warp pipes,
you put them in 2 different locations, from 2 places. So I placed one outside my house and my sister's house, so because my sister's not got a ladder because she's a starter, so it was about 2 days ago, she only just built her house into a house, not a tent anymore. So I placed one outside it because she's still not done a lot of stuff on it, so she's not got a ladder yet.
Right.
So that means that I've placed a warp pipe there, because sometimes, because I've got a wardrobe, she can... her wardrobes don't really work. But sometimes, because she's not got much stuff, I've got stuff that I said that I'd look after for her, because in the tent she's not got much, so now she can just pop up to my place and help me do pumpkin farming, because I made a small pumpkin farm.
Very nice.
I'm on top of a cliff, and then there's another cliff, and then another cliff, and then a lower cliff than
that.
You're
late for Halloween, pumpkin farming.
Yeah, but farmers do pumpkin. Ooh, I'm not thirsty again. Yeah, I just like growing stuff, so yeah. And I need to grow some turnips. I've not done any of the turnip stuff on Sundays.
You can't grow turnips.
Oh, no. You can buy them. It's because I've never got enough money.
Yeah, I think we'll do an Animal Crossing episode. I think it will be useful, wouldn't it? Because we know people who've started Animal Crossing now, and it might be quite useful to share some tips a year in getting started, some of the things you should do first, some of the most important things you can do in Animal Crossing to have a really good time. So yeah, let's do that. We'll do another one talking about Animal Crossing.
What have you been playing this week, Daddy?
What have I been playing? Which is on my own?
Yeah, like what have you been playing?
Well,
and make sure to tell the story and like how it began, or if you don't want to do that, skip forward a few seconds so you don't hear.
All right. Yeah, well, I've been playing this week. I have been playing... It's another game we can play together. We haven't played it together yet, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I downloaded this game about 10 years ago on the Xbox.
I'm dead.
I played... You weren't dead. No, you weren't alive yet.
1 year before I was born.
Yeah. So I played that. I had it, and I just didn't... I was really bad at it. Like, I'm not bad at video games, but I was bad at that game. I couldn't get off the first level. I thought, do you know what? It came back out again on the Switch. Everything's better on the Switch. So I bought it again on the Switch so I could play it again. And I played it, and I still couldn't get off the first level. I couldn't beat the first boss. So I went to visit my good friend Google and asked for some tips, and then realised there's like shops, and you can go into them, and you can buy things, and I was able to finish the first level. So Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is this game based on the movie and the comic book series.
Oh, I didn't know there was a movie or comic book or book or
it is,
stuff.
Yeah. And it's a real like retro-looking arcade brawler. Just where you walk along fighting people. It's a bit fighty, so it's not suitable for really small kids, but it's not super violent, is it? It's quite straightforward, and it's quite fun looking. The music's fantastic, and it's a lot like Streets of Rage or Double Dragon, those kind of games, but with some sort of RPG elements in it as well. So it is a really fun game to check out. I would definitely recommend that. So Minecraft, again, you've been playing that with your sister?
Yes. We've been playing Farm Life. I destroyed a bed in our first farm.
So Farm Life is a free download that you can get, like a free sort of add-on for... Yeah.
But I basically smashed the bed in Oakfield Farm. So me and Elsie had... And we were robbers because we stole aeroplanes and cars.
I'm not quite sure if I approve of the way you play that game, because you're supposed to... The idea of Farm Life, I think, is that you go in there, start a farm, feed the animals and whatever else. But you became like rustlers and you went and stole a plane and started stealing animals from everyone else's farms.
Cars and other stuff like that. But then we went to a new farm and then we realised that a zombie had gotten in when me and Elsie were trying to... Because Elsie got lost and she kept on dying and respawning in that place. So I had to come to the rescue. And when I got near, there was a zombie that exploded and smashed the floor. So I decided not a farm for us either.
No, I'm not sure you're built out for farming, to be honest.
So then we went up a really big mountain and found a big grape palace. No, it's not made of grapes. And a palace in the fruit orchards, but it only does grapes.
Okay.
Elsie's on decorating duty, and I'm on smashing the 389 zombies in it.
So you're like the zombie protector.
Yeah. Oh, because when you kill a skeleton, you sometimes get bows, and sometimes you get a bow and arrow, so I've been using that, like, standing up and guarding Elsie, because I've once seen, like, two zombies come at the same time. I just go pew, pew, done, they're dead. Yes.
Nice. Well, that sounds pretty good too. Okay, so that's what we've been playing this week. So now we thought it might be fun to have a look at some of the games that are coming out over the course of this year. We watched the Nintendo Direct a couple of weeks ago, so we got some new games that are coming out soon. So we thought let's have a quick chat about some of those. First up, we talked a bit about it last week, new Pokemon Snap. That's coming out at the end of April.
Yes, I've never played of it. I heard about it, you're like, not so keen on it. I said, can I download it? And you're like,
What, Pokemon Snap?
Yeah. No, I said, no, because it showed it and it said you could download it. And I'm like, oh, can I download that? And I don't think you were either listening or thought that I wouldn't be interested in it. Because I said it and you were like, nah.
I'm not sure I remember this conversation. Interested in Pokemon Snap.
I said it, but one of the adults said, no, don't download it.
It might have been the other adult.
Yeah, maybe the other adult.
I think so, but it wasn't me, because I am very excited about new Pokemon Snap. It looks cool. Yes. It's going to be fun. I think, we talked a lot about it last week, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. Pokemon Snap, you're in these little buggies driving around. You've got a camera.
We explained it in the other video.
All right, well, if you
want to
hear about what it's all about, check out the previous episode. But suffice to say, we're excited. We're looking forward to that. That's a definite one. Then after that, they announced Miitopia. Have you ever played a Miitopia game before, Lois?
No.
Been around on the DS?
Yeah, I played a game on the DS, but very boring, because all you did was pick your character, design a house, the end.
Yeah, no, that was Tamagotchi Life you played, think you're thinking of. Similar, you use the Miis. Miis are these things that were very, you know, they were massive in the Wii era. Everyone had their Mii. I remember designing lots of them to look like everyone I knew.
Me!
Yeah, I've never designed one of you.
Aww. Because
This was before your time. But yeah, Miitopia, you play as your own Miis and you can make characters and you can go on this big epic quest. I haven't ever played it. It looks like fun, though. I think it might be fun to play together as a family, because we can create all of our Miis for the whole gang and we can all go on this adventure together. So I think it looks like it looks quite straightforward. So it looks like everyone of every age and ability will be able to play. So I think that could be a real fun game to check out.
Yeah.
Then next up,
Mario Golf Super.
Yes.
So you can do it like buttons. Mario, it's golf. It's so basically Mario.
Super Mario playing golf.
And you can play as mini people. You can play as
Miis. You can play as Miis.
Miis.
You can play as Miis. So, this is a Mario Golf game. And it's what you'd expect it to be. It looks quite straightforward. The levels looked a bit... didn't look super exciting, but I'm hoping they're going to reveal some more exciting levels. But I love this mad Super Rush Golf game where everyone's playing together, not taking turns. Normally when you play golf.
You all play like whack it, and it's a race, I think, to be the first person to get it in the goal. So you whack it, then you've got to run over, whack it again until you get to the goal. And instead of doing it on buttons, you can do it so you hold the remote and actually swing it like you're swinging a golf club, and then you can run like you're running over to the ball.
I'm not sure you can run like that, but you could get power-ups as well, couldn't you? So you could pick up power-ups to make your characters run faster or do different moves or whatever else, attack each other. It just looks like it looks bonkers. But that's the best kind of...
You're not like, this is out of hand!
It looks like it might get out of hand.
Yeah, but not in like that way from what it looks like. Not in that way, but like in the bonkers, like, oh wow, this is bonkers, I love it. That way.
That's some of the best fun you can have when you're playing a game as a family together. Is when it all just gets a bit silly funny.
Yeah, bonkers, but... yeah, not the other bonkers we were talking about. The bonkers before that.
The bonkers before the bonkers. We played Mario Tennis, didn't we? And that was good fun to play together. That was a good one. Quite hard. But...
yeah, really hard. We did it against our cousins.
Yeah, we played against all
the people. I was playing it with you. I was playing it with Elsie. Very bad. Yeah. Team up.
Not great. Combo.
Edie, very bad. Ollie, good. Yep. Auntie Cat, good. Uncle Ben, good. Mummy, not so good. Daddy, good.
Thanks very much.
So I got good with all the adults because of Mummy.
Oh, poor Mummy. Anyway, a good game. So I'm excited about Mario Golf. I think this is going to be a fun game. It looks like a good mix of the crazy mad mode and then a sort of more sensible taking turns playing golf properly, so to speak.
What?
Yes. So Mario Golf, that's looking pretty cool. The next one, it's not really a game you can play together, but it's something I'm quite excited about and I want to talk to you about briefly. The Legend of Zelda, the Skyward Sword.
Jinx!
What do you think about this? You saw the trailer. You've never played this game before. Uh-uh. What do you reckon?
I just looked at it. Okay, done. Playing. Download it.
Oh, right.
Now.
You were sold, just like that.
Yeah.
What is it that makes it interesting?
It goes... when it does, like, the thing in Minecraft where you used to spin around, when it used that to, like, use the effects on where you want the sword, to go, I'm like, okay. Because what I think is different about that game... with most games, you use the attack buttons as like X, A,
you press
B,
a button
Y.
To attack. Yep.
But now you just move that around like his sword. We'll see if maybe we could upload a video maybe of it, of him like moving the button and then it moves the sword in the direction like diagonal, it moves the sword diagonal, left, it moves the sword left. Right, and move the sword right.
So you control the direction of the sword rather than just pressing a button to fire to attack. What I think, so this is a game that came out on the Wii. We talked about the Wii earlier, and it came out on the Wii many, 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 many moons ago.
And I wasn't alive, I don't think.
Again, you weren't alive. And on the Wii, you had two different controllers. You had a Wiimote that you held in one hand, and you had the nunchuck that you held in the other hand. And you could control it by waving, by waggling them, basically. So you used it. One was like a sword, the other one was like a shield, and that's how it worked. And so they've updated that now. So they're bringing it back out again. They've updated all the graphics. It looks really cool. And now you hold your two different Wiimotes, you'll see different Joy-Cons separately, and you can use them so you can still do the sword attacks and the shield attack. But they've updated it for the Switch Lite, which you've got, so you can use the joystick to direct your sword attacks. And what about this game looks fun? So it's a Legend of Zelda game. You've never played a Legend of Zelda game before, have you?
Never.
What
other
appeals?
Than one of the older, really old.
You
games.
Tried the original Zelda, didn't you? When you were doing a bit of research on Shigeru Miyamoto for school, and you did a bit of you tried out the original Zelda game.
I tried out the original Zelda and Link game. I think I found Zelda hard, but I found Link one okay.
That was okay.
Donkey Kong really hard. Really.
What
hard
did though. You think about? So what appeals to you about the Zelda game? What about the look of it?
Well, I really like the graphics, whatever that means. I think it's
like
just
like.
Pictures, yeah. And I like the way, I don't know if it can do this, but I like some games that can jump and then like press a button and then it gives something so you can gently glide down to the ground. So if there's like a boss below, you can glide down. And so I'm mixing Zelda and Super Mario here together. I know this might never happen. No, the moves of Mario into Zelda. So, like, glide above the baddie. So you're way above him. Let go and do the button.
Like a parachute.
Yeah, parachute. And then let go of the parachute and do the button like when Mario does a front flip and then goes boom and hits the ground. Boom.
Well, you can do that. Zelda does that. So Zelda's this is Link is the main character in Zelda. And Link can do that where he's got a sword slash where he slices down with his sword. Yeah, exactly. So the cool thing about Skyward Sword is that it's a lot of the cool things they did in Skyward Sword came into Breath of the Wild later. So Breath of the Wild is, I mentioned before, 4 years old right now. So it's 4 years since the Switch came out, 4 years since The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild came out. And Breath of the Wild, I think, to this day, one of the greatest games on the Switch. One of the greatest games, full stop, I think. And it's amazing. And you have never played it. It's a game we're going to go back and have a look at, because I think you would really enjoy it. And it's a really, really fun game. And Skyward Sword, really, it was the last Zelda game before Breath of the Wild. So I think it's going to be cool to play it again. Again, not two players. So it's going to be a kind of taking turns, playing at the same time kind of thing. So we'll see how you get on with that, I think. And then the next one I've got down here is the Lego Star Wars.
I've not seen the trailer of it, so I'm not going to talk for this one because I don't know anything about
it. That's what I was going to ask you about. I'm interested in this because have you played any of the Lego games before?
On the Switch, DC Villains.
Yeah.
It.
Once you've played a Lego game, you've kind of played all the Lego games. However, as I understand it, the Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, the new one, is going to be a completely different way of doing the game. They're doing something completely different with it. So I'm interested to see what this is going to be like because I really enjoyed a lot of the Lego games. I think I've played all of them. And I'd be interested to see what you think about that. You're really interested in Star Wars, aren't you? You haven't seen them all, but you're excited to...
No, we've basically watched 4, 5, 6, 1.
Yeah. So you're interested in seeing the rest of them. So that'll be a good one, I think. That's going to be I'm confident that's going to be a good game to play together. Lego Star Wars. Those are great games to play when you're with the family. And then finally, I think the last one we're going to talk about today, we talked about it last week, so we'll mention it again, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl coming out right at the end of the year, just in time for Christmas, if it doesn't get delayed.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, I've never played Diamond or Pearl, but now it's changed to Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. And I'm looking forward to, because they're each one of my favourite legendaries, but Dialga is my favourite legendary, well, Pokemon in all the world ever came out. And he's the legendary of Diamond?
I think so.
Yeah, Diamond, I think. I think you're looking on your shelf.
I was looking to see if I could see it, but I can't see it on my shelf, so I'm not entirely certain. But yes, He's your favourite legendary, isn't he? So that's definitely the one you want to get.
Yes. And if you see, and I live in this, I'll probably go mad. Switch and say, this is my switch now, thank you.
I would never take the opportunity to get the algae away from you. So that looks like it's going to be fun. I think that's going to be I said last week, I'm not sure I'm as excited about it as you are. I have played it recently, so I'm not that sure. I'm much, much more excited about Pokemon Legends, the Arceus game that's coming out the following year. Open world, Breath of the Wild style Pokemon game. Just could be absolutely spectacular. I'm very excited about that.
If it's what it looks like.
If it's as good as it looks like, that's a very good point. Very good point indeed. All right, well, I think that probably wraps it up for today. So there's some great games coming out, some really good fun things to have a look at. What are we doing next week, Lewis?
Don't quite know.
Don't know. All right. Well, maybe I thought what we could
do is... But if we don't do a broadcast for the next while, it's because we're back in school.
No, we're going to do another one next week. We do one every week. That's the plan. Yeah.
Yes, but what if we... But if we don't get time and don't post one over the next week...
Let's make time.
Yeah, but I'm at school for most of the day. At 3, I come home and...
Yeah, well, what time is it now? It's like 4:20.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. You could do it after school. We'll do it after school. Anyway, so I thought next week what we could do is... Perhaps we can go back and look at some of the games that have come out since the Switch came out, or some of the games on some other platforms. Maybe it's time for us to check out some Xbox games or some games on some other platforms.
What about we talk about Pikmin 3, the demo, because we have the demo of it, but not actually the real game.
Maybe. Monsanto Rise as well. That's an exciting game. That's coming out soon. Yeah. That's a game you can play together as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a few games we could potentially talk about. We'll let you know. We'll play some more games this week. And we will we'll be talking about them. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to this and you've got questions, or you wonder about certain games, if you think we'd recommend them, if you think they work well to play as a family, then just send us a message. We'd really love to hear from you. So drop us a message on, you can find us on
Instagram.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Game Together UK. You can find us on all platforms at Game Together UK. But please, if you listen to this podcast, give us a subscribe. Give us a review.
Give us
a like. You can't just really like a podcast. But...
Yeah, just give us everything. Give us all your money.
No, you can't have some money. This is free. You just help yourself. Enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. Until we see you next time.
Game together. Leave the room, Mike. No, mic drop.